Think Wagon Radio.
Oh shit! I'm Ed Bradley. Tonight on 60 Minutes, we explore the age-old question, what's in my colon?
Ew.
And I'm Ed Rooney! Why is it every time I pick my nose, it's full again in a few minutes?
Okay.
Fuck that!
Where's my remote? Damn it! Anyway.
Ah!
Ding, fezzer done, ding, fezzer done, I gotta run. I gotta turn the volume down on this.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night, May 1st, 2003.
And you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Will you stop with the voices?
It's Howard Cosell.
I know it's, well, it's you doing it. Give me this.
You know what I was
saying? Did you reset this? Thank you.
You know what I would like to do? I was thinking about this before I came over tonight. If I were to... You know who would be the absolute greatest two commentators I could ever see for a wrestling match?
Okay.
Howard Cosell and Emo Phillips. Simultaneously, both of them.
Okay.
It's a stupendous feat of incredibility right there.
And the other guy is really big. Oh, dear God.
That'd be fucking
oh,
great.
That isn't good. That isn't good at all.
It'd be fucking funny.
It would be kind of funny. Oh, yes. Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon at VFTP.net. Welcome.
Wow, that's a dyslexic tagline.
Woohoo! Oscar is already there. Yes, he has Spank Wagon fever. Actually, yeah, let's really quick say it right now. If you're listening to us, you found us through Live365, you found me through my website, VFTP, whatever. Join us, chat room, only at irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon.
Spank Wagon, the chat room.
Join us there for the chat. First off, let's go ahead and do roll call for what we want to do here. First off, me. I'm here. It's great. Secondly, Oscar. Hello, Oscar. Let's give Mad Props. Mad Props.
Mad Props.
Because Oscar is the post whore.
Yeah.
I mean... I say that affectionately.
Yeah.
I say it very affectionately, but man, what is he? He's 600 plus. He is 600 plus. I feel like I need to buy him like some sort of gift now. Thank you. Here's your Cake of the Month Club card. Something. Anywho.
Don't say that.
Also, I want to say
people
that...
People will restart that fucking thread of posting one word per post.
Oh,
man.
That was your... you started that shit.
Boy, I touched an ear with Red Rum, too. Have you read the message?
Yeah, I've been keeping my eye on it. Keep my eye. I don't get a chance to actually dive into them. I don't have a lot of time.
I do.
Anywho, yeah, of course you do.
Did you see? Yeah, my new pseudonyms for tampons. In
oh
Mexico.
Jesus! What did you call that one?
The plug for the old whisker biscuit.
Yeah, whisker biscuit plug. That's
I got another
702. Oscar, dude, you're married.
Fuck, man.
Take her, bend her over. Okay, do it a little while. Do it for a little while.
Yeah, do it if I get a wireless keyboard.
Ah, yeah, I can see him posting. Oh, yeah.
Honey, what's
great
on my back? Hold keyboard feet.
Hold still. Yeah, he gets an optical mouse. He's like doing it across her chest. What's the mouse for? Oh, it's a toy. Yeah.
Honey, move my trackball. Wrong one.
Actually, kind of puts a whole new meaning on the eraser head on the keyboards for the laptops. Find the little man in the boat, huh?
Wrong laptop nipple.
Oh! Who's talking about nipples?
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, we're in trouble. He has the father-in-law listening tonight. They don't have sex. I don't know what they're talking about. Claude, it's all your damn fault.
I assumed it when I assumed make an ass out of you and me, but I can only go by what I heard.
Woo! So, all right, let's move on. First off, worst and processed.
Oh, wait, hold on, stop, stop. Let's backpedal a little bit.
Backpedal.
Mad props to the father-in-law. There you go.
Well, we're gonna compliment the father-in-law for keeping Oscar happy every night.
Hmm. Wow, you just really fucked up my train of thought there. You have no idea. Now I'm not.
Dude, you guys got to see the blank
face. The other person on the receiving keyboard.
Stop.
So next subject. Yes.
Moving on. I also want to say hello to Virtual One. So Virtual One made it. Of course, his program crashes every 10.2 seconds, but he'll get it figured out. And let's not forget worse than processed cheese.
It's actually toe.
Where?
Right there. It's actually worse than processed cheese. See, but you know what? You know what? It's not worse than processed cheese. It's greater than cheese in saran wrap. You know, there's nothing better. It's, you know, best thing since sliced bread.
Hold on.
It's a work of production.
What are we talking about, processed cheese? Are we talking about processed cheese food, or is it this limbo between processed cheese food and government cheese?
Ooh. Velveeta or government cheese,
God,
which is worse.
God damn it, I hate government cheese.
So you've had it. I've had it, too.
I didn't live on it. I had a friend that had that stuff, and one time came home with 2 cans of government peanut butter.
Dude, okay. I've had government peanut butter once.
Ugh.
It's grease. When you get the thing, you open up. I kid you not, it comes in a giant tin can.
Imagine the same thing that happens when you scoop cottage cheese and you get that water collection down below.
Yeah.
Like when you step in
mud. But it's peanut oil. Literally peanut oil and grease.
It's like...
It's really weird.
You could literally, you know, throw a match in there and you would have a fucking, lamp.
Boof. Little bonfire.
Hey, we should try that. Let's get some government
peanut
butter.
Get some peanut butter and just light it up and see what happens? Sure.
God, I'm frightened now.
Who wants to mail us some government peanut butter? Anyone? Anywho. But yeah, we got to give Doug a little more props because, you know, his...
Probably illegal, you know, like it's deadly as fucking anthrax. It's just as fucking...
Well, you know, we are considered, you know, the state for the nuclear dumps and everything like that. So why not just add government peanut butter? Toxic waste, you know, we have so much crap in our water supply. Let's just start throwing government peanut butter in Lake Mead.
That's it. What we'll do is they'll put up big fucking torches on the strip. So in the summertime, to alleviate the power problem, you know, that Nevada Power has, they'll scoop the shit out, throw it in a big fucking plates and make torches out of them and just throw matches in it.
There you go.
And we will burn peanut butter to light the strip.
Speaking of things on the strip that are going to change, did you hear about Treasure Island?
Boy, did I.
Oh, my God. For those of you who are from Vegas, been to Vegas, visited Vegas, read about Vegas, watched Vegas on Discovery Channel,
because we think they actually are sleeping in the same bed with Vegas,
we have sad news. For those of you who have seen the pirate show, the actual Treasure Island pirate show.
Bye-bye.
Kiss it goodbye. What is it? May?
Something like that. Well, that's not the only thing, too.
What else is changing?
The skull is gone.
It's gone?
No, the skull, they're going to take that down. You know the big skull and the
sign? The big skull and the sabers and the...
Yeah, it's not just the live-action pirate show. They're going to replace it with some live-action fucking solid gold dancers with eye patches. I kid you not. To be attracted
Christ.
To a new crowd. They're going to rip down the current sign with the pirate skull and shit, and it's not going to say Treasure Island.
What's it going to be?
T.I. Because they think that's going to make it appeal to a younger, hipper crowd.
T.I. Okay.
No.
You
want the younger, hipper crowd? I'm sorry.
I keep the Treasure Island.
That's a problem, though, because they're worried about that, you know, became too much of a mecca for fucking kids. And that shit backfired in a big way. The bringing of families to Vegas in the 80s right there.
90s. Early 90s, actually. Through the 90s, all right, they tried to.
Although, before Treasure Island was technically the Mirage.
Yeah.
Mirage kind of beta tested
that. No, Mirage was the Mirage. They built Treasure Island next door, so it's Treasure Island at Mirage.
Yes.
Moving on.
Anyhow, I'll tell you, there's only one casino in town that truly has the absolute young hip crowd.
I would have to say Hard Rock.
Exactly.
That's it.
Everybody I knew that was, you know, like in their 20s, whatnot, in Vegas... Hard Rock.
Yeah, they're always at the Hard Rock.
The smallest casino, or one
it's,
of.
It, the whole point of Hard Rock isn't the casino, though.
Yeah, it's to, you know, like, chill out and have some fun for, you know, like, the young folks right there.
Yep.
I'd love to go down, you know, like, you know, get the cabana stuff right there. I got to work out first. Yeah, shape them in right now. You donate my body to science fiction.
I don't know. I pretty personally love the bathrobe.
Hey, man. It's like a kimono, actually.
Well, I would call it kimono because I'd be really worried that you're wearing slacks, t-shirt, and a kimono.
And checkered Vans. Like Spicoli has.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a fashion.
Do you own a mirror?
Yeah, full size.
That's the worst part, folks. That's the worst part. Uh-oh, we're stalled. No, we look fine on our end. Oh, no, we don't. Yeah.
Ding, bandwidth down.
What the fuck is the problem here? I don't know.
Go to your broadcast one. It says start, but it's not saying anything for airtime. No. Son of a bitch must pay.
I'm getting a Tarion.
I highly advise it. Tarions are sweet. They acquire like boom, dude. My Tarion would have been online by now. Shit you not. You have to get one. Do you buy this? Do you own this one? Do me a favor. Go to DP first. Buy a refurb. Online. Broadcast. Buy the refurb and then complain and they'll swap it out for a Tarion. That's what they did for me. So I bought a brand new Tarion for $25. I see lights are flickering. I see them. Lights are flickering back at me.
La 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 la. Downtime song.
Indicator LED staring back at me.
All right. I think we're back on the air. If you hear me, give me a shout out. Because pretty much all my software is geared to not
give you a shout out, huh?
Yeah.
I'm with you, my nigga.
Dude, I don't want to get shot.
I'm unarmed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Eek. A little bit of downtime there. We do so apologize.
And we're back. You know what, man? Instead of that doo-doo-doo, you know what I wish it would
they
happen?
They got that. We're sorry you've reached a station that is unavailable this time. Please try again.
I wish they'd just play that fucking, you know that one Spike Jones track?
Huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
See, when I was a kid, KCOP, Channel 13 LA, had that shit on standby. And it went down a lot, like, during the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Like, during cartoons and stuff right there.
Right.
And they would actually play that Spike Jones tune right there.
Cool. Now, I like this, because you notice I didn't have to restart anything. I didn't have to require an IP address or anything. And I came right back up. The only thing I got to do is edit that damn MP3 to clean up the dead space.
Ah, don't worry.
Ah. By the way, we're doing a monitoring station, but it's not broadband. It's not on the bandwidth. We're hoping everything goes good. Percussive maintenance, yeah. Fucking machine. It's what do you call swearing?
Pardon my French.
No. Damn it. Oh well. Oh shit. You know, you were talking about wrestling a little bit ago, and
you know, I
got sad news.
Who?
I've got some really sad news.
What?
Today, at the age of 42. Elizabeth Houlette passed away.
Macho Man's bitch? I mean,
Miss
babe?
Elizabeth.
She's, what the fuck did she die from?
They don't know.
I mean, they don't know. Was it a fucking speedball?
They don't know, actually, because they've arrested Lex Luger. Lex Luger and her have been seeing each other for a while. She divorced Macho Man way back in the like early 90s.
Huh?
Okay, let me bring it to you slowly. Miss Elizabeth is dead.
Miss Elizabeth is dead, and they don't know why. They're investigating, but Lex Luger has been arrested.
Because they think it was drug-related, and they also had a fight that was witnessed earlier that day. However, wow. No foul play has been suspected.
All I can picture is the scene from Pulp Fiction where Uma Thurman snorts all that heroin after
yep.
spin up on coke. Fucking speedball, that's why I said it, man.
Yeah? So, right now, folks,
Lex Luger cruising around going, God damn it, Mean Gene! This bitch is dying on me, man!
Well, Lex Luger, you bite the fucking bullet, get a lawyer, and take her to a hospital.
That's funny.
Can you imagine fucking Paul Bear? What's his name? Paul Bear?
Oh, yeah. Paul Bear.
Big fucking, you know, hypodermic full of adrenaline and shit. One more
bring her back! You gotta stab her!
But you know what?
Stab her three times? No, you don't gotta stab her three times!
Do you know?
Misses hits her fucking highball.
Well, the time to skull fuck. Anyhow, so check this out.
I will pop your eye out and skull fuck you six ways till Sunday.
Jesus Christ, dude! Damn! Alright, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were talking about.
Oh, yes! Anyhow!
But yeah, let's just give a moment of silence for Miss Elizabeth. Passed away today at the age of 42.
That's really unfair because you know that like, Sensational Sherry is fucking alive and Elizabeth is dead.
Yeah, really. Couldn't handle Scary Sherry, man. Couldn't handle Scary Sherry at all. You know? Or Luna Vachon, the one with all the lightning tattoos on the side of her head and she shaved her head all the time. Oh, yeah.
God, I remember when Macho Man was like
Macho
King and
Man,
stuff.
Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
We don't know why she's dead. All we know is she choked on a Slim Jim.
Well, then we know why she's dead. She choked on a Slim Jim.
I wasn't
well,
there.
Wait a minute. If Macho Man is Slim Jim, what the hell's Lex Luger? Oh, wait. He used to go by the Total Package.
Yeah, he's a rapper?
I don't think so. God, I hope not. He could barely speak into a microphone.
I meant as in cellophane. Packaging. Never mind.
Oh, got it. A rapper. Oh, God.
With a fucking W.
You know, that was meant to be taken one way. It was definitely taken the other.
Who's on first? Don't touch my ass. God. Total opposites. Well, I'm telling you, man, if there's one person that'll ever find out what killed her, man, we got to bring him to the U.S., man. Iraqi information minister.
Oh, dude, I heard earlier.
He got a job offer from fucking not Al Jazeera's Hamas TV.
Some other TV.
They want to be a political commentator, dude. Do you imagine that shit, dude?
God,
dude.
Can you imagine that? There's good weather everywhere.
Lightning storm.
It
is sunny and warm in Portland. You need sunscreen today.
The beach in Iowa is perfect for swimming.
Yes.
Check it out.
Today is July 2nd. You better bundle up in Vegas. Damn, I just went from the Iraqi information minister to fucking Triumph, the infidel comic dog. Infidel for me to poop on.
No, it's poop on.
Poop on.
There you go. About time you get it right. MachoMan.com. Yeah, he says, Macho Man, Randy Savage says, I'm deeply saddened by this news. And our thoughts and prayers are with Elizabeth's family.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Elizabeth's family.
They sound like that, too. Like, you talk to these guys normally. Like, I talk to Snuka. Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who probably would really dig your outfit today.
Hey, man. What can I say?
But yeah. Snuka, it's
cost
funny.
Cost me $7, man.
It's funny. He's introduced me to his son twice.
Not new.
That's funny.
Been shopping at the thrift store.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Superfly Snuka has introduced me to his son twice now.
Cool.
At the same time.
Cool.
Like, he turned around again. Hey, this is my... I know.
Threesome!
You know, it sounds pretty cool, but whoa, man, Superfly is whacked out. But enough about that. I think I've talked about that before.
Yeah, fucking coconuts.
But yeah, I just wanted to pass that on. So
brown guys on either side of you and a white dude in the middle.
Oh, man.
So Elizabeth died.
Yeah.
Where did she die at, man?
In Lex Luger's home. Well, she was dead upon arrival of the hospital.
Okay.
So somewhere between the arrival of the hospital and in Lex Luger's home.
Where they live?
You're going to love this. Cobb County, Georgia! Hickey!
Fuck, man. The guy out by the river.
You know, it's like, yeah, exactly.
Near. Yeah. That's a very good conversation, too. Was it you that killed that conversation I was having?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you cannot play an unhappy tune on a banjo.
I don't know.
So, I don't know who the fuck it was.
It could have been me.
So all I know is I was like, you can't play an unhappy tune on the banjo. And somebody says, yeah, what about the, you know, possum-eating kid from Deliverance? Near.
Yee!
I was just like, oh.
Well, shit, man, there
I
goes
guess
that.
If you're going to be on the receiving end, yeah.
Ah! Squeal like a pig!
Squeal like a pig, boy.
Yikes.
They said they had to pull two guys off that guy off of him because, you know, the actor that was on top of Ned Beatty right there
because, you know, they were, like, really naked. He wasn't penetrating Ned Beatty, but it looked like it. And they were, like, afraid. They said that's one of the few... it's, like, only one of two times ever in film history that's been documented that a scene was so disturbing the cameraman couldn't fucking watch.
Jeez, what was the other?
I don't know. I forget. I got to find out. But they said, the guy said, cut, and he said, okay, and he stopped right away. Total actor. As soon as he yelled cut, changed his demeanor. But they had two guys rush over because they thought they were going to stop him. And they said Beatty was like crying afterwards because he thought he was really going to get raped by him.
Oh, my God. You're actors, all of you.
The other guy was like, yeah, okay, I did the scene, you know.
Now can I, like, go bleach myself?
Yeah. Funny story. Anyhow.
That's sad. I mean, that's sad that they actually would even consider that. You know, that would actually happen. I mean, he's with... How many?
It looked real, dude. And the guy was like, you know...
Oh, great. It looked real. He's an actor, okay?
I know.
How many people...
That's a good actor, dude.
How many people were there when we shot our commercial?
Quite a few.
I would say at least 50.
Yeah, probably.
You know, about. All the different grips, some of the other actors there.
Union man.
You know.
Don't touch that. I'll get it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Grips, twist... Place, twist, sit down.
How's that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you put it where it was before? Let's do a comparison.
Yeah.
Walk over. Twist, place
twist. That's it.
I love that.
It was great. But, yeah, I mean, you got to wonder, though. I mean, if a guy, you know, it's like you going absolutely apeshit on set, you know? And they're...
You didn't see it for the second day.
I didn't
and
see it.
And I
but
certainly
I'm
hope
to
they
to,
include that on the DVD.
What I'm, yeah, I hope they do, too. But what I'm trying to get to is the fact that...
Hey, maybe I'll be invited back for, like, director commentary.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's not going to be a director's commentary on a fucking commercial. Oh, my God.
30 seconds.
I need, like, a fire extinguisher in here. Just an anti-ego extinguisher. It's like, pull the pin, spray on Claude. Biff. Jesus Christ. Do you ever display any modesty? Any self-restraint?
Yeah, I kept the shirt on.
Oh, dear God. If it's heavy, just swing it at him.
Hey, man, I just, you know, I have self-esteem.
You do not have just self-esteem. You have way, way, way more self-esteem than you need.
Hey, look, my fans love me.
Go, Mr. Claude. They can't even call you by the right damn name.
Don't matter.
Okay. All right. Enough belittling the balls.
I just gotta love me. you know, I feel real bad about this, you know. I know this is gonna, like, really piss you off. You were saying something. What was it?
Quite honestly, I'm sure someone might remember, but I kind of don't. I was just talking about the whole Miss Elizabeth. Actually, God. If you want, I got the actual information, but... they were summoned to the home around 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
It's located off of, Powers Ferry Road, Cobb County Police said. Yeah, it's, shit. It was funny.
We gotta wait for the coroner. Yeah, I reckon she's dead.
Stop poking him with a stick.
Miss Elizabeth, wake up.
Wake up! You're done fooling people!
I wonder if when the paramedics, you know, came to the house, if they ran in the, you know, into the home and then, like, slid on the carpet over to her. Give her CPR!
Is she dead? I don't know. Let's go for the count. One. Her arm's not strengthening up. Two. Yep. Nope. Nope. Three, ring the bell! She's done! She's done!
It becomes like a bad Monty Python skit.
Oh, my God.
She's got a second wind!
Oh, fuck.
No, she's not.
You can't pull the dead parrot sketch on a dead person.
Sure you could, man. Watch me try. Give me a corpse.
Your dad's on the fridge.
Yeah, that's in my house. Yeah, my dad's not dead. He's pinning for the fjords.
Oh, dear God. She's not dead. She's just sleeping. Yeah.
You scared her back into death, man. She's alive. She's
like,
coming around.
Oh, what happened? Ah!
She'll be alive. See? She's alive. So Luger's doing over the corner.
Yeah, Luger's fucked. You know, if she died because of something he did, yeah, his little pro wrestling ass is going to be fighting people in prison. You can imagine.
You're my prison, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
What, you think they put him in a gin pop?
I think they would. He's just a normal man. He's not a superstar. He's not a big Hollywood actor. Man.
You imagine him down
only
there.
Only big Hollywood actors get off for shit.
That's not true.
Really?
Other rich people can get off of stuff.
Oh. I thought you were going to take it the other way, saying, no, they go to jail too, just like every other
No, you got money,
you don't go to jail if you got money. That's a given fact. Let's see. What else? I actually had something else I was going to make. Oh. Talking about music we play, dude.
Yeah.
I told you about this earlier today, and you were like, wow, really?
Yeah, it was really,
I'll tell you what. Really cool. Really cool. Here in Las Vegas, we have a radio station. Comp.
92.3.
Yeah, 92.3, the rock station. They're one of the other rock stations in town. They only...
Big Marty with a party.
Yeah, exactly. They play a lot of good stuff.
They also do a lot of prank calls, too.
Mm-hmm. Their morning show does?
They have the fucking singing psychic on there.
Oh, that's funny.
What they have?
Anywho, let me get to my
Eek
point.
Eek and Zeke. that's the characters' names. Anyhow.
What I was trying to say
so you
was,
came in today and you told me
I came
about
in today
this.
And I was like, yeah, you wouldn't believe what I actually heard on the radio.
And I was like, what, pray tell, might that be?
And I go, I heard Baby Got Back.
I'm like, well, that's not too odd because you have hip-hop stations in town.
I heard it on Comp.
And I went, damn.
Pretty much. That's exactly how the conversation went, too.
I was like, no kidding, my African-American friend.
Yeah, word to their motherfucker.
Yeah.
So anyhow, they're doing this thing, raising money for muscular dystrophy. And if you like give $25, they'll play any song that you can think of.
What's offensive? You know what, dude?
Wanted to play House Me Teenage Ray.
Yes.
I could go for House Me Teenage
I want
Ray.
You to put me on the wheel.
That'd be great.
You imagine that, dude? Yeah.
They'd have to edit that shit.
No, they wouldn't. There's only one dirty
that one.
Word.
That one, yeah. There, that.
Snakey, you want to see Snakey? I'll say.
No, that's not dirty. Snakey. No.
I'm just saying. I was thinking too fast. Yeah, just when he says, you know, the C word, you know.
Yeah.
For ejaculate.
Come.
Yes.
Okay. Because remember, there's always relax. Just do it when you want to come.
See, but that might be talking about like travel plans to the Bahamas.
We all know it's not talking about travel plans. Relax, man. Just do it, man.
Where you want to come?
Come, man.
Come to me.
Ah! Well, you are the man's man in a robe. Fucking scary.
I don't look like Otho, dude. What's scary is I was looking at that shit. I'm like, I don't look like Otho. He wore a blue robe in Demolition Man. God, I can just imagine this. Like, yeah, Bob. Yeah, first off, what's with the kimono? You look like a couch. In the hair, pick a color. I don't know. Do you think I look like a couch tonight?
No,
you're a couch cover, dude.
You look like you escaped from some sort of hospital, though.
It's not a hospital. Your wife thought it was a hospital.
My wife thought it was a hospital robe. Hey, whatever fits, right? Oh shit. I think we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to be back in a little bit. You are listening to...
I've got to get a camera of this before I go.
Oh, we will.
Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit as soon as I find my voiceover. Hello, voiceover. Not that voiceover. We'll be back.
Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker. Yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
What's going on here?
Yesterday,
Uncle Baka, that U N C L E, fuck you, Uncle Baka.
Suck my balls.
Hello, Valley, may I help you?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Mommy.
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick, then your brain starts clicking. You have?
No.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
Sorry, I'm not really understanding. What do you mean?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Have a drumstick, then your brain starts clicking. You have?
So you're not old, or you're not told to someone?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Chickadee China.
Nope.
The Chinese chicken.
Nope.
No Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Nope.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking.
Mommy?
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking. Clicking. Clicking.
What kind of chicken you want?
Chickadee China. Chinese chicken.
I said, I'm not really understand. What do you mean?
Hello?
Hello, Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
China what? Yeah.
Chickadee China?
What is that?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Hello?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have?
We don't sell dogs.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
All right.
Have a drumstick and your brain starts clicking.
All right.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie?
Chickadee China.
That's pretty racist, man. You want me to call the police?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Hey, Round Eye.
Hello?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
You got time to mess around or what?
Hey, Charlie, calm down, Charlie.
Huh?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, you have?
What do you want?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken?
Chickadee China.
What about caller ID? How do you work this thing?
You press *723.
Huh?
*723, Charlie.
What's your number?
825.
825?
876342.
Uh-huh.
Hut, hut.
What's your address?
42 Big Walkway.
Big Walkway?
Big Walkway. Right next door. Two small walkway.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Across the street from Chopstick Town.
Hey.
Hey, Charlie.
You got nothing better to do?
No.
Pick your pens down.
What?
Put your pens down and start playing with your asshole.
Okay, Charlie. Okay? Sounds like fun, Charlie!
Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.tftp.net. Hi.
Chickadee China, the tiny chicken. You liked that, didn't you? You've never heard that before.
I haven't. That was fucking great.
That's good stuff.
I love good prank calls, dude.
Oh, that one was great. All those people just going nuts.
Spankwagon Radio.
Only on Spank. Fuck, I can't do it right
now. Okay. Well, it's all right.
Shit, we should fucking call up somebody and do that.
We actually might call, give someone a call later. I got a number we could probably call.
Boom.
I'll tell y'all on our next break.
Let's call now.
I said our next break.
Alright.
God damn it, give me your phone.
Fuck
give
you,
me.
Dude.
Give me your phone.
Next thing you know, you called somebody in Pakistan, man. I wouldn't even speak to
I only want to get them the road back.
It's not Pakistani, you fucking twit. Look at that shit, dude. That's fucking Chinese and shit, man. It's
chicken?
Yeah, Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, it stands for not Pakistani, motherfucker.
I know. Well, I'm the one who had to tell you that's Chinese.
I knew it was fucking Chinese.
You didn't know. You thought it was Arabic.
The fucking characters for the animals, okay? It's all done gracefully calligraphic, man. Okay.
Gracefully calligraphic. That's calligraphy calligraphic. Scientifically scientific.
God damn it, I'll make my own damn words up when I choose, all right? Now, at first, yeah, see, that's a dog, right? That's a dog.
Where?
Right fucking there. It's a dog.
Oh,
see?
Dinner.
Now, when you look... Yeah, exactly. Now, you look at that shit right there, man. That looks like some sort of fucking...
Dog?
No, it
dog.
Looks like fucking Arabic, man. Same shit with the fucking...
The bunny looks like
dragon.
A bunny.
It looks like fucking Arabic to me when I first bought it.
Okay, that's fine. Go
of course,
for
they
it.
Had the Arabic uniforms there, too, man.
Oh,
I think I'm
man,
go
that's
back
scary.
And buy one.
Hey,
Yep, the 4th of July.
Jihad! I don't know what we should do. Should we cover news or our big discussion? What do you want to hit up?
I don't know, man. It's some interesting news. I got a quick story for you. Northern California, I forget where. It's outside of, like, outside Santa Cruz, some shit like that.
Right.
Guy's dog gets loose.
Okay.
True story. Gets loose, gets hit by a car.
Jesus.
Dog's sitting there. You know, dog's fucking, you know, looks real ill. Cop comes along and goes, poor dog. Pulls out a gun, shoots fucking dog in the head.
Oh, Jesus.
Put out of its misery.
That's sad.
Calls animal control. Pick the dog up. Look at the dog, throw in a body bag, throw it in the fucking fridge. 2 hours later, the fucking guy comes back to, doing inventories of the corpses.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dog is standing up in the body bag.
Oh, shit.
Freaked the living shit out of the attendant in the fucking little doggy morgue.
Can you imagine hearing the tail wisp inside of a body bag?
They said it scared the shit out of him.
Fuck.
The guy opened the freezer door, and the dog was standing up inside the fucking bag. And it was, the tail was fucking wagging inside the bag and shit and started coming towards him. It said it freaked the shit out of the attendant.
That's true.
They pull his dog out and they find out it's tis only a flesh wound, the bullet to the fucking cranium, because the cop was such a bad fucking shot.
He was only a foot away!
Now, you want to know the funniest part about the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we dropped. Did we drop?
I don't know. I don't see any broadcasting.
All right, we'll keep going.
Okay.
And we're gone.
Fuck.
I hate our internet. I hate it. I hate our internet.
We should complain.
Dude, this is getting pathetic.
I'm going to call up.
I wonder if it's a recording station. Well, the recordings aren't recording. It's recording off of audio in. Well. Looks like we're back. We had a little bit of downtime. So, let's go ahead then, and let me make sure all my monitoring's going good. Yes. We're going to go ahead. We're actually calling to find out what the fuck is going on here. Because this is twice in one show. Normally we haven't had this kind of drop off in a long time.
Oh yeah.
Kiss my ass. Last four digits of my social security.
Let's
see. 1, 2, 3, 4. These are bogus numbers.
I'm sorry, we cannot recognize all four digits. Please re-enter the last four digits of the social security. We did not receive your input. Please choose from one of the following options. To order new service or to make a change to your...
So what we're doing right now, if you can't hear, is we're actually calling in. See what the hell's going on.
Press 2. For technical assistance or to report an outage, press 3. Speak with a cable television specialist, press 1.
God!
Speak with a high-speed internet specialist, press 2. The next available associate will be with you in a moment.
Come on.
Your call may be monitored or recorded to ensure quality service.
Shit.
Which we get an asshole
sucker. Fox Tech Support, this is Chris. I can help you.
Hey, how you doing? Do you have any outages going on right now?
One in Henderson.
In Henderson? What about up here on the east side of town?
Let me take a look. Not aware of any of it, but what's your phone number so I can take a look?
What's the phone number here?
871, hold on.
And the name of the account, sir?
It's Noble, Mark.
And to verify last four of the social on it, please.
Hold on. What's the last four of your damn social?
Hold on.
Do you pull levels on a modem right now?
Damn.
Oh, so I didn't finish telling the story, dude. So what happens is they go, dog was okay, didn't get injured by the hit from the car.
Right.
Didn't get injured when the cop shot him.
Right.
But had hypothermia.
Jesus!
It's on CNN.com right now under their offbeat news section, which is finally back since the war is kind of officially over.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. The president flew in on the Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier. He actually flew in on...
Did he fly on an aircraft carrier?
He flew in on an aircraft carrier.
No, you fly onto an aircraft
carrier. Yeah, that's what I meant.
All right.
Okay? But you just think about it. Let's say something went wrong. We almost had Dick for a president. Again.
We still do, man.
Well, in a way, yeah.
September 11th.
Haha, yes.
Paris attack. Bush's flying to Georgia. They practically give fucking GPS coordinates.
I know.
Where's
Cheney? Get your telescopes out! Yeah. Where's Cheney? Fuck if anybody knows.
And we're not telling.
Look at the modem. I'm seeing it online.
Anyway, what are we working on here? How are my modem levels?
I don't know. He's pinging the modem right now.
Why is he pinging the modem? You know, if he causes me to drop off again because he's pinging the goddamn modem...
Oh, relax, dude. It's okay, the broadcast will be fine.
The modem levels look great. Like I said, the computer has an IP address.
What's the levels right now? What are the levels right now?
Right now, they are... Let me go back. Your upstream level's at 39, your downstream's at 4.
What's signal to noise ratio on that?
Good. Yeah, you see, we'll actually ping a modem to check packets lost, because if we can see packet loss at a modem, we know there's another issue.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, modem levels are great.
Doing it for them, man.
Swell. Okay. Modem levels are good right there? No outage in the area?
No outages, and the computer has a pingable IP address.
Yeah. All right. Okay, thanks, man. Just want to check.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Complete fucking tard.
no, his name was Chris, by the way, too. When you pull up your fucking account tomorrow, I want the asshole reamed.
Okay.
Fuck, man. What a goddamn cock, man.
Well, what...
Dude.
Because I only got bits and pieces of the conversation.
Okay, basically I call it, what's the levels? The modem's online, and I'm able to ping your IP. Yeah, that's nice. What's the fucking levels? It gives me levels. All right, what's the signal-to-noise ratio? Okay, for everybody playing a home game right now, let me explain stuff right here. You got upstream and downstream right there for you DSL assholes, VPI, VCI. What it basically is it's the strength of your signal to send data up and down.
Yep.
Big whoop, okay? Now, the problem is you get what's called signal-to-noise ratio. And without going into the detail of the noise floor and a fucking data ceiling, it's basically how much noise is on the line compared to actual shit that I can hear properly. Kind of like when your radio has static on it.
Mm-hmm.
Static's going to be natural, but it has to be low enough in the background that it can properly communicate. It's not based off sound, but it's based off frequencies.
Right.
So I ask him, and he still didn't, that entire call, unless I missed it or something right there, if the people in the chat room can confirm, asshole still will not tell me the signal to noise ratio.
I'll figure it out. I don't know. Maybe it's time to switch up to a new cable modem, get up to a Tarion or something.
I'm telling you, man, Tarion's bomb.
And real quick, Skier, upstream, it's signal that leaves your cable modem, RF signal that leaves your cable modem, and heads up to the ISP, or just as what Virtual One typed in the forum or the chat there. Also, Virtual One kind of made a thing.
No, stop. Yeah, we're going to get uber geek here, not to the ISP, specifically to the,
CMTS.
Yes.
Cable modem termination system.
Bingo! And actually, that's not
termination server, but
it's not actually the CMTS. It's actually the blade right there.
Well, it's going to hit the blade inside the CMTS.
Well, no, because the CMTS is
upstream
actually
blade the CMTS.
The CMTS is actually the management of the system right there.
Right.
Not the actual infrastructure of the system itself. That's referred to as the plant.
Right.
Okay. Which apparently, yes. If you feel lost, and
hold on, motherfucker, Toe. Did you actually expect something usable from tech support?
Toe,
you have not yet gone to Spankwagon message boards.
Do you not know what we do for them? Okay, the asshole we just spoke to on the phone is a tier 1 rep. I'm a tier 3.
And I'm in charge of them all!
Well, we don't listen to him anyway.
No, no one really does. I just look at Ron all day at work.
Support? Fuck you, dude. Seriously, you know how much that pisses me off? You know how much shit I have to put up with from you penny-ante little fucking... end users. Okay? You bitch about what I don't...
call them all cunts.
I am like, yeah, fucking cunt. Goddamn. How come you guys don't support third-party software? You're so smart. No,
that's
sir.
That's my comic.
Yes, I know. I'm borrowing from the comic, but I've actually had that.
Oh, okay? I have.
I love that. No, sir. You know what? It's not that I can't support it. It's that I won't. Why? Because it's not my fucking job. Okay? I am not the fucking March of Dimes. I am not fucking UNICEF. I'm tech support. Can you get in line? Good for fucking you. Stop asking me stupid questions. Stop blaming me when shit goes down. Okay? Remember, I am Big Brother. I see what you fucking download and where it fucking goes sometimes. Okay? I have that fucking power. I don't use it, but I have it.
Deep breath. Real quick, Oscar goes, for being in charge, you're certainly have a lot of problems with your service. No, my techs do a really good job.
This is outsourcing.
See, I deal with the techs in the building. I don't deal with...
outsourcing.
I don't deal with the actual engineering department, except for jumping on their shit when things go bad.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's fun, because it's basically, we have a bunch of techs on the floor going, it's fucking broken! And most time, it's not that we've had it so often, we've had so much experience with this shit, we know what shit breaks and how to fix it, and we have mm-hmm. to tell engineering what to fucking do to get somebody out there to go, ah, fix it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, also, Vert, there are tier one.
Yes.
Well, actually, start off the most tiers, and this is in most cable systems.
There's triage.
There's a triage tier.
Well, of course,
generic, let's just take a call. There. It's basically glorified receptionist.
Pretty much. It's like a switchboard.
Then you've got a tier one who can handle basic stuff, setting your email, setting profiles, checking web browser cache, shit like that. Tier two, these guys are a little bit more into getting into the actual meat and potatoes. If they want, they can go into some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tier three, or tier 2.5, sometimes tier three, depends on what system you're in.
Yeah.
Those guys will actually go into registry and do mm-hmm. shit in there. Then you go into the SOC, NOC, and TOC.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, SOC is systems, NOC is national, and TOC is I don't know what TOC is, but it's Operation Center for the rest. So yeah,
Technical Operation Center. TOC is basically the people that route the problems, and they say, oh, okay, we got an outage here, and they route it appropriately to the SOC.
So it's TOC, SOC, knock.
Okay, but without boring you fucking people, I'm a level 3 technician right here, okay? I can do all that shit. Most time I choose not to. I work very hard to avoid responsibility, believe me, okay? Don't fucking get me started with that shit right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand babying you fucking people. But my modem doesn't work.
Oh, by the way, let me we're so informed, how does the RIAA MPAA see what people are downloading? Not packet sniffers on ASP backbones.
Nope.
They will actually throw the packet sniffers on their own backbones that they own.
Yeah, the RIAA and PMC, the shit right there, okay? Or the MPAA.
Yeah.
Guess what they fucking do? They run their own fucking servers to see who downloads
them. They
just
run their shit. See, what?
It's like when cops will park, you know, fucking, you know, like abandoned trucks in areas or, you know, semis, and they wait till people break into them and arrest them.
Yeah. And I will say this with confidence. As far as I know to date, we do not have any carnivore-based system.
No. Our engineers actually reject that. We will not have carnivore.
Our engineers say, fuck. I mean, our engineers get subpoenaed every day to try to get user information.
Oh, you have no idea.
It's pathetic.
They have their own fax line for that, and I've seen the stuff come through from the FBI and stuff like that.
Yeah, God. So I've dealt with a few of them myself.
I love it, too, when I see those assholes, man. Now, I have a certain problem with some shit right there. Music right there, I have a very liberal attitude about.
And that's going to lead us into what we want to talk about.
Before we go into that right there, I do have a problem with people downloading movies. It's a fucking movie, asshole. Okay, I have a problem with people that download those movies for free because of principle. Okay, not just the fucking, you know, you're doing wrong. Yeah, you are. Okay, but you're still doing the same thing with the music. My problem is, number one, you're sucking up my fucking bandwidth in my area, fucker. In my goddamn, you know, local infrastructure, number one. Number two, how fucking cheap fucking skinflint are you that you're going out and you won't pay $8 to go see the fucking movie?
Which a much better quality. I mean, sure, now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of great qualities coming out that are online that you can download and see.
I'm not arguing that.
You know what? I don't want to do that.
No.
And yes, some movies suck. That's why you read about them.
Yeah, or you fucking da-da-da-da rent them.
Yeah, God, if you really damn, are, man. if you doubt a movie's going to, you know, really be cool,
then you don't go see it.
Then just rent. Or read what other people, because, you know, everyone has an opinion on a movie.
Yeah.
Go to the
Internet Movie Database.
Downloads, yeah, sure. Downloads equal nothing. Sure. Renting, it costs money. Going seeing the movie costs money. But there's so much to actually...
The problem is when you download music right there, especially on broadband right there, it's not that long. You're going to go and suck up a little bandwidth. Yeah. But to me, that's no more than if
500 megs, though.
Yeah. That's no more if you, like, do some online video stuff, you know, that's legit. So that's no problem. I have a problem when people start, you know,
now, Herbert says he does it a little different way. He does it sort of how I used to do music. If I like it, I'll buy the DVD.
Okay.
But still, you got to realize how much bandwidth you're killing.
Bandwidth is not something that's for free. It costs money to light fiber.
Tons of fucking money. Vert, you should know, first and foremost, from when you ran your copper lines. Long-ass time ago.
You had copper lines? Are they still there?
He had a weird setup. But anyhow.
How much copper's worth?
Dude, it's expensive as shit, I know.
Dude, no, seriously, back in the early 90s, out in the Mojave Desert, Palmdale, Lancaster, shit sat there since, like, you know, they first had power. They had these old copper power lines.
Mm-hmm.
People started moving to the area, and they'd have power outages. And they'd go out there, man, they'd see literally, like, 1 mile of fucking copper gone. People would chop it, hook it up to a spool, you know, on the back of a fucking trailer, and have it run by an electric motor.
Jesus.
And they'd fucking steal that shit. And people were just going up with, you know, they would ground themselves and shit, and just go snip with fucking bolt cutters.
Wow. See, now, one thing, that's for sure.
Also had a similar story with that, too.
Rath Packing, when they closed down in Iowa, one of the big problems they had is even though they had the buildings only half torn down, and some are still only the other half torn down, it's pretty shitty.
Yes, copper piping.
Copper piping.
Same thing in
so,
LA.
So, like, they would have, like, you know, someone saying, oh, yeah, someone stole this much tonnage of copper piping. Like,
Same thing down during LA riots, okay? Building down there wasn't a meat packing plant. It was a meat storage plant.
Okay.
Had damage to the building right there, to their offices, so they shut it down for a period of time. Had the whole thing fenced out. Some people went in. They busted the into the circuit breakers, turned everything off, stole not only the refrigerant, but all the copper piping.
Fuck.
Left an entire warehouse of meat to rot. So, yeah, copper is worth money.
Wow. Yeah, copper is worth something.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, you know, we're going to get into the music, actually, because...
Yeah, we're going to get into the music.
It's been asked to me,
And you're going to find out that Trench and I are actually going to have a debate on this because we have two totally different opinions on this.
Apple Music Store.
Apple Music Store.
I think, personally, it is the singular worst idea that they've had.
You think that it's the epitome of greed.
No, I don't think it's the epitome of greed. What I think is going to happen is...
And I think it's one of the...
I think they're... I'm sorry.
I think it's one, I think it's
you're
one of the
best. You're a computer company. Apple Computer is a computer company.
Yeah.
First and foremost, right?
Right.
But they're getting into digital service content. Mm-hmm. They're getting into to this sort of a field, and I think that's bad. I think that it can possibly backfire on them, and when it does backfire, or if and when, I'll be a little more optimistic, and when it does, you will see the end of Apple Computer. It will bankrupt them completely.
Okay.
Because as far as I'm concerned, we're talking about a company that needs to... not just promote the iPod, ever, but needs to promote their whole platform. And while they do a great job of it in some areas, I feel that spending money on something like record label and licensing is not where I want research and development money going. I want a faster OS. I want a faster machine. I'm tired of being behind in the processor war, even though supposedly processors don't mean shit. I'm sorry.
It does.
I just ended up using a 2 gigahertz laptop. You know what? It actually smoked my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, oh, my laptop fucking rocks. I love my laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you got a great laptop, yes.
I got an awesome fucking laptop.
I'm going to argue that shit. That shit may have been true a couple of years ago, like when the iMac first came out right there, and processors were really starting to gain speed right there.
But they haven't really gone anywhere.
Apple has not. That's my problem. What Apple's trying to do right now is they're trying to run dual G4s, okay, which to me is futile. The days of dual processors is fucking over for the end user. For just the regular personal user.
Dual processors was a great idea, but it has poor software implementation. I'm not even going to step on dual processors. What I'm talking about is I think the music store is a big, stupid idea for the company.
I
second only to Al Gore, but that's just being...
Now, hold on. Let me give you a counterpoint on this right here. I totally agree with you, like I say, on the processor shit right there. Now, I think Apple is the best company to use a dual processor because it's not a software problem with them, because they implement load balancing between the softwares at the OS level.
Still has issues.
However, yes, I totally fucking agree. They need to get off their ass. They need to dump this IBM shit, infrastructure shit right there. They need... And to be honest with you, I think totally, right now, I think Apple should make the step. I think the next chip Apple comes out with should be a 3 gig 64 bit.
That'd be a huge change.
Delay it, bring it out, and fucking go boom. I think at the same time, what they need to do is they need to lower prices so people, they'll be much more competitive.
They have to
be a turn on.
Sure, they make gorgeous looking computers. They do. They make great looking computers, but then they have stupid problems like a fan that's too loud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a really, really loud fan, okay? And, okay, I have to say this. Processor isn't it. I mean, nowadays, the ROM, you know, the CD, the memory, blah, 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 the hard drive, you know, that's all interchangeable. So I'm cool with that, you know, and it's cheap. But I feel that Apple should be building more into computers. They shouldn't be moving I want Apple Computers to be Apple Computers, not WoW Superstore Lite.
Okay, no, I understand. Let me give you a counterpoint to this right here, to finish up with the debate right there. Apple's problem right now is they're charging way too much money for their fucking shit right there. In my opinion...
But yet they're charging $1 for song, which everybody admits is a great deal.
It is. Now, hold on. Let me finish. The problem with Apple's shit right now is, yeah, it's too fucking expensive for their software, or their hardware right there. Hardware, it's... Apple is the complete fucking opposite of Wintel. Okay? Wintel takes the Home Depot approach. I actually know this because my mom used to work for Home Depot, and she used to be what's called a Bernie boy, which is a specialist, you know, to work with contractors only. Home Depot has the attitude of, what we're going to do is we're going to sell you the tools and the shit ultra fucking uber cheap. In some cases, with Makita drills, they take losses.
Right.
When they sell the fucking drills. Why? Because they know they're going to get your asses on the goddamn accessories,
right,
which they overcharge for. Now, great, great fucking moneymaker, ka-ching, ching, okay? Wintel does the same goddamn thing. Apple, to be honest with you, I applaud Apple for actually having affordable OSs.
Yes.
Okay, and full OSs.
$129
for a brand new OS is fucking great, and it's not an upgrade. Okay, it's a fresh OS. I applaud that right there. Apple's a total opposite. Okay. Now, what we have now is we have the Apple Music Store. I think that the Apple Music Store is really going to fucking go, and it's going to really broaden a lot of shit.
Bring your audio up.
All right. In my opinion, like the Apple Music Store, I think that's going to really attract a lot of people. Give it some time. Let them do demos of the shit here and there and all for this other stuff. Okay? When people start to catch on to that, they're going to fucking use it. Now, the bad part, you're saying that that there's a good chance it can fail. The only thing I can see that Apple has opened themselves up to liability is this right here. If Apple has gone ahead and they somehow get the audio files hacked, they're not using MP3 for this new music service.
Mm-hmm.
They use another file.
No, AAC. They're using AAC. The new MPEG 4 layer.
That shit is beautiful.
You know what? It sounds great, but here's the thing. You know, they've done tests.
If that gets hacked.
They've done tests, and if you really want to think about this, me and anybody who knows me knows that within the past few years, I've really started kind of getting myself towards freeware.
Mm-hmm.
Not like free as in pesterware or free, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking free as in books, free as in beer, freeware, okay? And Ogg Vorbis is a format I wanted to go to some time ago. It's a really nice format. It's fairly lightweight, actually, compared to MP3. It's a variable bit encoding, very much the similar as AAC, okay? Mm-hmm. And I find that Ogg... hold on, I'm losing my train of thought. I'm keeping up with the chat room, keeping up here. But what basically I'm trying to get is the AAC encryption is actually not as efficient, thanks for the word, as Ogg Vorbis. Ogg Vorbis still beats it out. People had to listen. I mean, they were sitting there taking the AAC, and they were ripping it, re-encoding a CD, ripping it, re-encoding with Ogg and AAC, and they heard no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Ogg is freeware. Yeah. AAC won't be. Okay, MP3 isn't.
Yeah, no,
MP3,
I know that.
People think MP3 is freeware.
It's not.
No, there's a guy out there, a guy or a corporation or something that owns MP3. He owns the whole deal. Intellectual property, physical property, code, everything.
That guy's rich.
If he wants to, he's rich, but if he wants to be an ass, he can license it.
Yeah.
And he can fuck everyone over. AAC, same boat, different guy, different corporation, but same deal. I don't believe in it. I think that it's pretty chintzy. Also,
okay.
You know, again, my biggest thing, though, was, okay, Apple is making all these wonderful peripherals, and they are somewhat expensive. I mean, the speakers and stuff like that, if you want to go with the Apple matching.
I have a problem. However, I have a different problem with that right there. I think Apple's coming out with shit too soon. They don't give a chance for shit to play catch-up.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I'm glad I didn't buy an iPod. If I'd have bought an iPod last month,
ugh.
God damn, I would have got...
You know, that's a common problem, though, with any PC, though. I mean, any computer
company.
Yeah,
any PC, but with Apple right there, they make too many fucking leaps with the peripherals and the accessories, and not as efficient as leaps that they do with their fucking PCs.
Let me make an argument here with Vert. There's no way anyone could go online music store without some digital rights management. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. However, I don't feel Apple Computer, as a company... should be getting in this field. Leave it for Amazon. Leave it for some other .blom startup. I understand Apple's the money. Hell, maybe Apple contributes some code or services or servers. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple Computer, Cupertino, California, one infinite loop, should not be doing this. Because if something goes wrong, they're fucked. And I would personally prefer to have some better systems.
Okay, no, I understand what you're complaining about.
Instead of $3,000 monitors and... Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. You're complaining that Apple has possibly himself for lists.
Real quick. Skier, no. Amazon is not making a profit yet. I think if they did, it's very slim. As in Steady, no. Apple is, but what is Apple making that money on? Apple's made it on computers. So, yeah, they do have that foundation. That's great. But they need to be careful. Now... You want to look at stuff, and I actually pulled some numbers. I want to make sure I was prepared. I'm open for all sides of the argument.
Okay.
I'm easily dissuadable.
When you're ready, I'm gonna blast in with this.
I know. Within 18 hours of starting up the Apple Store.
Yeah.
With all their technical problems that they did have from opening.
Yes.
They still had 275,000 songs downloaded, individual songs, with a net revenue of approximately $272,250. That's damn good. I will agree. Now, I want to see the breakdown of that money. How much is this? How much is that? And where it's all going? Because for 99 cents a song, okay, yeah, we're not burning CDs, so we're not adding on that extra 10 cents.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's all it really is to burn a CD. That's a known fact. I'm sure you can Google it. Although we can't say Google because they're pissy too. But anyhow.
Yeah. Well, now check this out. What it is with Apple right there. Should Apple be getting... I can understand wholeheartedly what you're saying, because, yeah, that's a genuine concern for you as an Apple user. You don't want to go ahead and see them go out of fucking business, and where are you going to get your new computers from?
Where am I going to get the OSs that I've become accustomed
to? Yeah.
Unless I go just say, fuck it all, go get a dead box and go put in BSD, because that's the closest thing.
Okay, now hold on.
Or Linux. Lindos.
Yeah, Lindos. God damn it. Yeah, Lindos is not cheap.
Yeah. Anyhow.
When you get the accessory packs, the service packs. Anyhow. What it is with Apple right there. I think the Apple Music Store is a great move for Apple. Now let me explain why. Napster was fucking great. Napster showed that people want music.
Yes.
And it showed that they would only use it if it was easy to use, no spyware, none of this shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! That shit exploded onto the fucking scene. Okay. But the problem was, you know, Napster, you couldn't get feedback. Napster hurt music companies in two ways. One, obviously, you know, nobody was paying for music.
Right.
Two, they could not go with current trends of what listeners and stuff were going to.
There was no way to do service. I know it's Billboard service something would actually track sales.
Exactly. Now you can do that now through Apple. So the record companies are going to really profit. Now, how much money is Apple making off this right now?
33 cents per track. Virtual One has the information. Thank you, Vert.
Okay, Apple's going to make a little bit of money off that shit right there. Now, the question is, who fronted all the money for the development of that right there?
I'm going to say Apple probably developed it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Apple been integrated with iTunes, but which first thing I turned off was the Apple Store, and I was very thankful. I was actually worried. Can I tell the anecdote of when I called Chris?
Go ahead.
When I called Smack.
Please, actually,
you guys are going to love this.
We're going to do a little tangent here real quick. Please tell Chris's.
I'm the type. Smack works at Apple Store. That's a known fact. We've talked about it. Now, tell
a story.
I am a paranoid person when it comes to downloading new Apple software, unless I actually listen. Or I actually read about it, and I check out MacSlash and a bunch of other forums. Because what happens, and I've seen happen, is people download an update or a software package, and it, you know, hoses the machine.
Yeah.
So I was reading, and I'm looking through everything. I'm like, okay, cool, that's no problem. All right, rock on, you know. And then I had, hey, I'm going to download it, but I have a couple questions I want to ask Smack. So I call up the Apple Store here in Las Vegas, Fashion Show Mall. Check it out. Very bleach white.
Yes.
Sterile. So, yeah, we did it again. I called him up, and I said, hey, dude. You know, it's Mark. And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? I go, hey, we've got a big problem. We've had a lot of customers call. I mean, a ton of fucking customers call. Mac customers. Well, what's up? Every single one of them so far has downloaded iTunes. Yeah.
iTunes 4.
This new iTunes with all the sales stuff in it. Yeah, yeah. Dude, there's a Sub 7 Trojan. What? There's a Sub 7 Trojan in it. How do you know? We run them all through house call. Sub 7 Trojan is an old one, so it shows up like, you know... You know, like, they glow under a black light. He's like, what? I go, yeah, every single one of them had a Sub 7 and started getting hacked right away. Something's going on. He freaks out. He's on the phone going, oh, shit, who am I going to tell this to? Oh, hell, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Absolutely. You're kidding. Absolutely. Whew. That was evil. And that's all he could say. That was wrong.
Yeah.
I go, share it with your coworkers. He's like, oh, I will.
Yeah.
But I asked him, any problems, any known issues, can I shut the fucking purchasing thing off? Because my luck, I'm sorry. Sometimes, come on, you've self-infected yourself with a virus.
That was different.
You know, Apple does have my information on record.
Yes, which was something I was really kind of disturbed about when I bought everything there.
So, you know, I'm very cautious.
Anyhow, check this out. My take on the Apple Store is I really think it's a good thing. I think it's a win-win situation for a lot of people. And let me explain to you why, from my end-user perspective. I'm not abandoning LimeWire. Fuck no, not
no
today,
way.
Thank you kindly. LimeWire still has a lot more obscure shit that I want and need, okay? So I go ahead and I get it from that right there. Now in some cases, too, like Sum 41, song Still Waiting, and By the Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers, I have gone through and I've downloaded those things like 3-4 times. And I keep always, no matter who I get it from, and no matter what the deviation of the title is, I'm always getting the same shitty recording. So I said, fuck it.
Let me guess.
Let's get something different.
By the way, that has, it's the audio is ramped up way fucking high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, this is shit. So I went ahead and said, okay, I'm going to get this from the Apple Store right there. Now, Apple Store still has a lot of shit to work on. I mean, come on. How the fuck can you go ahead and you have all these genres and you not have oldies? Okay. I couldn't
see,
find
here's the thing. They do have only five. They only have five catalogs, which is about 100,000 songs or something like that.
Now, that what they do have, what's very interesting, because you can actually go through a lot of the shit right there and tell.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff is old stuff that, you know, that to me is fucking filler, okay? Nobody fucking listens to The Waitresses, and nobody listens to Romeo Void. And that was one of the key fucking people I put on there.
Fucking Romeo Void?
You never heard of him, have you?
No.
Okay, they're on, like, the Flashdance soundtrack.
Jesus.
There's some fucking obscure band from, like, 1980.
So, like, an 80s movie band.
Oh, God, it was. Anyhow, I mean, you have some stuff like that. Now, some other shit right there. You got a lot of popular tunes and stuff right there, you know, like some Eli Cherry. Okay, that's diggable. I like, the one cool thing, too, is in some cases, like for stuff that's not popular online that I do dig, like Johnny Cash. Now, I'm a gigantic Johnny Cash fan. They actually had a lot of stuff. My complaint, though, is that there's a couple of Johnny Cash albums I want, which are like the, you know, really popular ones that are getting a lot of hits for downloading.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because it's a benefit of the doubt. They just started the service. It's, you know, getting on its feet. Okay. Benefit of the doubt on that. But I don't like the fact that there's a whole album I want to buy and they don't have it out yet for me to do that.
Yeah.
I have, however.
But they want to control. It's like, it's going to be like rental. I'm sorry. It's going to be exactly like rental and DVD purchase. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen is it'll get released in the theater. However many months that's in the contract, it'll then get released to video. And sometimes, if it made enough in the theater, it gets released to video and sales. If it doesn't make enough, it'll get released to video, or to rental, and then it'll get rented till it meets the dollar amount, and then it'll be purchasable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to see that happen here. You know, and maybe that's a good way to do it. I mean, it's worked for the video industry for
I don't think you're really going to totally see that happen because music is different from movies. You can go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
You don't go to a fucking listening hall, okay? In my opinion right there, I think it's really fucking great. Now, for me, LimeWire is always going to be my first choice. I will hit the shared files first up on the music servers. I'll hit that first before I do Apple Store. Okay, that's my opinion on that. Now, if it's something to me that I dig that right there. I'm going to compare the price on Apple Store to other stuff. I have
The price on Apple Store, $1 a song.
Hold on. Now, hold on. It's $1 per individual song. However, for the typical album, it's $10.
For how many songs?
The typical album.
13.
Okay. I got Sublime's 40 Ounces of Freedom.
Uh-huh.
That's like 20, 22 songs. And I got that for, like, you know, $10, literally.
Okay.
Now, other stuff, too, was fucking beyond me. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, has 9 songs, and they wanted 15 for that. The highest I found, and you can go ahead and look this up, and I know you people won't have found it because you're not into classical music, but they have, not highlights from, but they have the complete recording of Il Barber de Seville, Barber of Seville by Rossini.
Mm-hmm.
They want $25 for that.
Hmm. It's kind of how it is in the music store.
That's
the size
like
of more.
40 fucking songs, though. That's like a double disc set there. So it's like, oh, shit. Well, hey, look at that. Now, other stuff I haven't gone into. No, artists that I do dig, you know, that I know that have double catalogs.
Right.
I haven't gone to check them yet. Now, one thing I also like about the Apple Store, when you download the song right there, not only does it give you the CDDB information right there,
mm-hmm.
even gives artwork and shit.
Yeah, it gives cover art. And they're actually, their MacSlash had a hack on how to get your own cover art in there. Because
cool.
You could actually download cover art
mm-hmm.
from Amazon. So it is the same format, same size.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about a hack for. There's a button right there that says choose cover art.
Well, it's choose cover, but there's also another way to do it
okay.
that they found.
Well, anyhow.
That just grabs from Amazon.
Yeah. Anyhow, like I say, there's certain songs like I can't get on LimeWire because LimeWire, fucking, if you're behind a router.
Well, here, it's if you want to look at it, you can almost compare it to, you remember studying gene physics or gene genealogy in...
No.
In high school?
No.
You know, where they do the bean plant experiment? What happens is Bob and Susie have the song. Bob and Susie put it out to trade. Bob and Susie give it to 10 people. Those 10 people give it to 10 people,
yeah.
10 people to 10 people. So we all have the same bad copy.
Now, I think what's going
to
happen...
To everyone.
Now, I think what's going to happen with Apple Store right there because of the music... Or with Apple Computer because of the music store right there... Okay. Here, because you won't turn the fucking gain up.
I can't. Otherwise, right. I blow everything out.
What I think is going to end
our
up...
fucking luck.
All right. What I think is going to happen is if it's marketed properly, okay? Apple's Rip Mix Burn campaign, that was fucking great.
That was cool.
If Apple can do something similar to that right there, you know, and go ahead and say, hey, get your songs, no sweat at all. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
For certain songs... Okay, I will choose Apple Store for some other stuff right there. So, yeah, Apple Store is going to be based a lot off impulse buy. This I do realize. It's not always the best way to do shit, though.
No.
Okay, so that might turn out to be weak. So we're going to have to see if it has a good steady source of revenue or if it just peters out. So that's going to be the big thing because it's based upon impulse buys.
Right.
Because there were a couple songs right there that, for me, were impulse buys.
Okay.
Like I got, Corner Shop and what the fuck else? I got, Hunger Strike and Shame.
Jesus.
Okay.
Weird.
I know. But basically, for that right there, okay, fine. No, that's not too bad there. Now, when it comes to individual songs, a dollar is a good price for that shit, okay? Hopefully, it's not an intro price. In my opinion, yeah, dollars is a good price.
And what if it does go up? What if it does go up within the next 6 months?
Then I won't use it at all. That's my opinion.
What do you think is going to happen though if that does happen? I mean,
let me ask
people in the chat room. What do you think would happen? Let's say, I mean, even a quarter. It goes up to a buck and a quarter in 6 months. You know, something like comic books. Anybody who's been reading comic books knows that comic books in the past 10 years have risen 125%.
I don't think it's going to go up, and the reason is right there. I think what's going to happen is Apple's going to say, "Hey, look at this. You got something real viable," because for a lot of shit. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. They were doing popular music right there. This is my problem. I think they need to break apart their subcategories better for the genres. Because I mean, the big problem that they got right now is they're doing cross posting for artists and diverse
cross posting. How Usenet?
I know. It's the best. It was the best way I could describe it. So I'm seeing, shit pop up here and there. I'm seeing Pink Floyd pop up not only under rock, but soundtracks. I don't know why, because The Wall is not a fucking sound. Or The Wall is, but, fucking Dark Side of the Moon isn't. So if they have one thing that pops up there, okay, fine. But then when I start seeing repetitive shit with the same artist over and fucking over again, I have a problem with that. When I start seeing the same people in alternative as I do rock, I got a fucking problem with that shit.
Right.
But what I think is basically going to happen right there is I think Apple is going to say to the music industry, hey, man, why don't you go ahead? If you back us for this right here, it's going to be good for us because people want to buy our shit, okay, because we're going to keep it exclusive if they're fucking smart.
Yeah, Oscar, let me interrupt you here to bring in the chat room. Vert says, yeah, they'll keep their price about 99 cents for a long time. Profit margin on downloads is a lot higher than physical CDs. True.
Yeah.
Also, they'll use they'll keep it at 99 cents while they fine tune everything, and that money will pay for infrastructure.
I don't think the novelty is really going to wear off if they market it. Let me explain why. For hardcore Mac users, right there, the novelty of the Apple Store, I don't consider a novelty. I do consider a service because number one, I don't get a chance to really go to the music store to go shopping, and when I do, they're fucking overpriced because the WoW Superstore to me costs way too much fucking money. Okay, so when I can get Sublime Records, which I'm a good fan of too, for $10 for 40 Ounce to Freedom and the self-titled album, I'm doing fucking good. Okay, and when there's other shit, like I made the comment about Stabbing Westward, I got the song Shame. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
They used to play it a lot.
I dig the song. When it first came out, I couldn't find the single, so I bought the album.
Right.
And I love this Epitome because it's the worst fucking album in the world. Because they had that one song, What Do I Have to Do? That song right there, I hate that fucking song. It's too electronic on the voices. And the rest of the shit, I never listened to it. I only bought it for the one song. So, okay, cool. We got that right there. Now, at the same time, I also use their advanced searching, for their browse section. I use that to find shit I want on LimeWire that runs side by side in the background.
Cool.
When it comes to a song that I don't want to fuck around with, I want the good quality for, or something like that,
You'll buy it.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Give it some time.
I'll give it time, but I'll tell you, it's just my point isn't really.
It's going to need to be hand in hand.
Yeah, it's got to be careful. They got to be careful because I really don't want to see, because we know that the RIAA and the MPAA will go to asininely insane lengths to try to prove their point.
And
such as, you know, they sued those four college
and
kids
lost.
For writing server. No,
and
they
lost.
Didn't.
Yes, they
no,
did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm sorry.
They settled out of court.
No, hold on.
They settled before trial.
Stop. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack and correct. Okay, I got confused with that. No, they sued Morpheus and Kazaa and lost.
They sued that. But no, they sued these four kids. And they sued these four, and they were going to try to sue them for, like, billions and billions of dollars. Literally billions.
Yeah.
But they did settle before trial. Each of them has to pay $17,000 to $19,000 to the music industry there over a period of 3 years in annual payments. So the thing I don't like...
I'll be perfectly honest with you right here. Why I'm not worried about that stuff there.
You know, Apple's smart. They got a great legal department.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about that, but I'm still saying, let's say they get their asses in a bind.
I don't think they will. Because of the Kazaa stuff right there.
Virtual points out. I'm sorry. We're going to kind of clue these guys. That money, that $17,000 and $19,000, none of it's going to the artists. All of it's going to the MPAA.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Because it's the artists that should be getting the money themselves, not the MPAA.
See, and this is, and they wonder why people aren't really feeling really bad for them or anything, you know?
No, hold on. Let me go ahead and kick this up a little bit more right there. I think it's a good idea for Apple to get into this for the shit right there, and let me explain why. Apple, since the release of OS X, and I can tell you this for a total fact, okay? Because it's basically me. Apple is making it okay for hardcore Windows people to use their products now because OS X has a command line in it. Okay? I know, dude. It's like some homophobic guy saying it's okay to sleep with another guy as long as he's dressed with a woman. That's not... I know that's a shitty way of saying
it. That's a really shitty way of explaining it. I'm sorry. You know,
it's mess. It's mess. It's hide. And
but
what's
the problem
gonna,
is...
What's
actually,
happen?
No. Hold on. You know, the problem with your little argument there is I have to defend Mac about once a day, every day at work. Even from people who have Macs, because they think, oh, well, they can't, you know, Mac, they're only good for graphics. Duh. No, they got other stuff.
Tarred,
PCs are better for graphics, or getting good for graphics, too. Also, someone tried to challenge me. Oh, yeah? Can your Mac do IP config? And I said, no, but it can do IF config.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of stopped, and he goes, that's a Unix command. I go, ding, fries are done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, look, why don't we go and wrap this up?
Okay.
Get your final statement in.
Give it time. What I'm going to say is right now, the groundwork has been laid. You've got a Unix-based operating system. Unix is the way of the future now because people, even hardcore Microsoft people, even hardcore Microsoft people are getting real fed up with Microsoft problems, okay? I'm getting a lot of calls now with people using XP that are just going, fuck, system restore is not working. Now, then again, a big part of this problem, too, that I think it should be blamed on the computer manufacturers that make the IBM shit, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of people fucking put Norton antivirus on there, and that's causing a lot of configuration problems with people's computers, especially email because of poproxy.exe.
Right.
Okay? You people don't know what I'm talking about? Look it up on fucking Google. Now, you have that problem right there. Now, with Mac right there, people know Macs are fucking stable. People know Macs are steady. Yeah, the problem is there's always going to be this perceived notion that Macs are only good for graphics. Fuck.
Or their kids' computers.
Okay. Even I had that perception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, for me, I actually... My hook to actually look at a Mac and say, hey, this is something for me, was the Unix thing, which was like, you know, fuck, I need to know Unix. I need to learn Unix.
Okay.
I tried installing Linux, had a very bad problem with it, said, okay, Mac is okay to work with. I can do it at the same time while I learn, and I have. It's fucking great. Now, what's going to happen with the music service right there, you keep that exclusive, okay? People, music sharing is very popular. People are now going to say, hey, I want to do music sharing, you know, and I honestly believe that there's going to be a lot of people right there
mm-hmm.
that are going to say, yeah, I don't mind paying for it for cool songs that I want immediately, like me, okay? You're going to have a lot of people do that, and you're going to have a lot of people say, yeah, I do want something stable, I'm tired of stuff.
But I think it's going to, in that same thing, and this is one of my last
arguments. The groundwork is laid, but it needs to be marketed.
What if doing the marketing, what happens if Apple stigmas himself even worse? Oh, Macs are only good for audio and video. And now they're doing the audio. That's all I got to say. Real quick, actually, I want to kind of make this...
Market it to gamers.
They need to make games. I'm playing a game that we bought brand new, off-the-shelf, Stronghold, that came out for PC in 2001. Okay? If they want to do games, they need to get their games, their heads out of their asses, and get these people wooed to play, or to build this damn game.
And that is where they need to fucking pull a leash on Jobs. Jobs is too much into this, oh, it's a thing of the future. Fuck no, people want gore, they want fighting, they want games.
People want games like that, you know, and also I will say this, you know, they're so busy building in their own browsers and shit like that, music services. Okay, we gotta be careful. because I keep doing this shit.
Okay, no, hold on, wait.
Please let me have.
Okay, now that's
the floor.
A totally different.
Let me have the floor.
That's a totally different argument. I'll agree with you on that.
Let me have the floor.
Okay, now I can see where you're coming from.
Because you start developing these things, you start going up to music, but integrating with a Mac. You start building browsers, integrating with a Mac. Email, integrating with a Mac. Even though there's all these other things out there, and Mac isn't making it a forced thing to use, I can still see it coming down the line like that. I mean, come on, yeah, sure, it's Unix.
Okay.
You really want to look at it like that?
When you say it like that, see, now I can understand.
Now that's the whole picture, because...
Now I can see the whole picture.
Yeah,
I can agree with you on that.
I enjoy using Safari. I think Mac Mail is pretty damn good. I've used a bunch of other mail clients. Hell, I'm an old school, and I know if anybody who knows this, I'm an old school Pine user. Mm-hmm. I love Pine. First thing I try to install on my machine, this machine, Pine. Couldn't quite get it to work, but that's because I was running the wrong kind of... I couldn't get my SendMail configured.
Gee, okay. What a surprise.
Now, I just worry that it's all going to get kind of clusterfucked. And if that's the case,
okay,
I'll move off. And you say Unix is the future. I don't know. Bert, are you a Unix guy? Or I always thought you were an old VMS guy. I can't remember. Bert, give me... What was it? You were a Vax junkie, weren't you? I don't know.
I can understand what you're saying now.
Apple II. Yeah, I know you're Apple II, but at the university, you were like Vax guru, wasn't it? At UNI? I don't remember. But, yeah. You know what? I love Mac OS X, but you know what I'm learning? I'm learning now that maybe down the road, I could go to BSD if they actually, if I could find a decent desktop-based build or stuff like that, and I could find what I need. I'm really getting used to that, or dumping down into the terminal, because Vert has helped me a lot about learning.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Now that you say that as a whole picture, now I can understand where you're coming from, and I can tend to agree more. Yeah, when you're saying that Apple is developing far too much into their own OS for compatible programs, which are supposed to be integrated, yeah, I'll totally agree with you on that. And because the problem is right here, yeah, they're really kind of starting to stagnate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Their hardware needs to come down.
They need to hurry up and get the hardware to match the fucking software.
What they also need to do is they need to make fucking hardware for sale inexpensively and individually.
Yes.
Or at least, you know what?
Can you imagine buying an Apple chip? AMD, Intel, Apple.
There's going to be one more problem if Apple's not careful. Hmm. I don't think Apple's going to go out of business. I have a solid feeling about that.
Well, I know. Apple, and I'm in all honesty, they probably won't.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's something you haven't thought of, and I'm telling you, it is a possibility if Apple does keep going the path that they went down. Apple may end up being Sega.
Where they're just software?
Yeah.
That's
very
possible.
Very limited hardware, but they may end up saying, hey, look, OS X will now run on a Wintel box.
Yeah, because, I mean, all it is in Unix especially, it's even easier to reassign addressing commands. But anyhow,
then if it uses the same...
We're taking a break. Yeah. We're taking a break. I think both of us need to catch some fresh air. So you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
The world's greatest internet radio station
that shall ever be. It's in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
What page?